Across the Woking Borough, this is Radio Woking.
So let's chat to Sarah Nuttall. She is the lady behind Look for a Book Woking and joins us on the line. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. So tell me, Look for a Book Woking, what is it all about?
Well, it's about hiding books for children to find, to pass on that joy of reading. And really, it's like hunting for treasure. So going out in the park and seeing what you can find. A bit like when Woking Rocks were going, with the little painted rocks, with the idea of finding something and then re-hiding it for somebody else. And this time with books.
Okay. I have actually experienced sort of the phenomenon that they call Woking Rocks. I was over in Goldsworth Park, actually saw one the other day. And, you know, I got myself involved. I thought, why not? Not just for the kids. So I picked up the rock and hid it somewhere else and then went on social media saying, found this in Goldsworth Park and re-hid it. So it's kind of an ongoing chain, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and you got it in one room. It's not just kids wanting to do it. And what I've seen is the Look for Books in other parts of the country. And with one of my colleagues, my son-in-law colleagues, Charmaine, we thought, actually, this would be a great thing in Woking. And it is just having a look in your bookshelf and saying, okay, which of these books are we not using or we'd like to pass on to somebody else? Well, let's... I had to put them in plastic because of the weather.
I was going to say, the Great British weather could be a factor.
In case they weren't found the same day, a little note saying, please read and then rehide or swap it for one of your own books and pass on that joy of reading.
Okay, so it is like a library, I suppose, like a library system, but you've got that added excitement of going out looking and hunting for books.
Okay. So I had a great time yesterday. Kind of exploring Woking Park and finding in different ways to find hiding places. Because I want them to be so you could spot them, but also them not to be kicked around by somebody walking past who just thinks that they're rubbish.
Okay, So a lot of thought.
I'm excited to find out whether actually anyone found them.
Yes. How do you find out as a sort of a social media site to this?
Well, I'm hoping that someone will go back and tag on the Facebook page. So at the moment it's a page rather than a group. So Woking Rocks was a kind of Facebook group so that people will say, I've hidden a rock here. So it give the parents or grandparents or whatever going out with the children somewhere a clue of where to look.
Okay.
It's really despondent for little kids if they're going around looking for a rock and don't find me.
Yeah.
And the same it would be for books. But imagine going to the park and saying, actually, I kind of know there was one by the slide. Let's go and have a look by the slide. And it'd be in a... Oh, what's that?
Okay, so you haven't got that disappointment of a child going out looking for a book, and you know that's kind of the aim of their visit, and they go there and they can't find one because you're going to have lots of tears and tantrums and things, aren't you?
Yeah,
probably?
Yeah. As a parent, I kind of I think about those sort of things.
Okay.
You know, the last thing you want ever is to plan an activity that has an element of disappointment in it.
Okay, so do we know how many books are out there at the moment?
I know I put four out.
Okay.
I know Charmaine has probably put about six in the Knapp Hill area.
Right.
And we're just hoping that it gets a bit bigger, that if everyone starts to put a few books out, it should be quite likely to find a book.
Yes, so something that will grow sort of organically with people getting involved. And it's great for the environment as well because, you know, it is recycling, basically.
Yeah, it's reusing. I mean, actually, because I didn't want to go through the thing with my daughter about which of these books do you want to give up, I just went into a charity shop yesterday and I bought four books, 50p each.
Mm.
And they were great books. They were books that I knew that my daughter liked and my son liked before that. So I knew they were really nice books. I can go and do it.
Brilliant idea. I love things.
It's a great way. It's a bit like a library. And then when they get to school, the whole art of reading is all about how to get information. But there's also a joy in books.
There is, yes.
That we need to keep. And that there's a losing yourself in a book, learning about something new.
That's just something you can't really...
That's
just something you can't really get from a computer screen, you know, or an iPad or whatever. There's something about losing yourself in a book, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sort of key, going back to basics and just picking up a book and reading it. It's a beautiful thing. So you're doing your bit to keep the Woking area reading and sharing the love of books.
Yeah, let's see if this works.
Yes, absolutely. Nice. How long have you been doing it?
I've only decided this week.
So, oh, okay, it's all new then.
It's pretty new, but I thought, let's get going.
Yes,
fantastic. I did feel a bit weird, kind of walking around with my little pile of plastic bags and the people playing in the park and trying not to look like I walked past them and put something there.
Yeah, people suspiciously. Yes, exactly. People giving those strange looks. What's she doing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is
it,
man? Yeah.
All in a good cause. So how do we find you on Facebook then?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page called Look for a Book, Woking, Knaphill and Brookwood.
Okay.
So go and have a look there. And if you look for a book, you'll see there's ones all over the country. So it's definitely a growing phenomenon.
Okay.
So there's that thing that you might find a book that's from somewhere else. You pass things across borders. Same as the rocks move around the country. You know, maybe this could.
So you could
get a note from somebody that, as I read this and I really liked it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you read it?
Yeah, so you could say maybe go to another part of the country on holiday, find a book, read it, bring it back and hide it in Woking. So
yeah, but then you might tag the original one saying I've taken your book on a trip.
Interesting. There you go. There's so many elements to this. I love it. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. So there's clues to where the books are on Facebook, do you say?
Yes, so that's what I was trying to do, was put in photos so that the parents or grandparents or where everybody is going out with the children has some clue about where they're going to be.
Okay, excellent. Well,
and I didn't hide them particularly. Yeah, they weren't hidden.
No, okay. So easy to find, but not too easy. But if you go out, you're probably going to find one. That's a great thing you're doing there. And be interested to see where this goes sort of in the future and how big it gets.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yes, excellent. But for now, Sarah, thanks so much for telling us about it. And hopefully you've sparked people to go on your Facebook page and find out more and then just get out there hunting for books. So thank you very much, Sarah, for talking to us this morning.
Thank you
very much. There we go. There is Sarah Nuttall. What a great idea. Look for a book, Woking. There's books hidden. They're in plastic, so they won't get affected by the weather. So go out with your kids, find those books and share the love of reading. What a great idea.